Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Visit Studio 41 in Highland Park or Logan Square, where you can choose from hundreds of vanities on display and in stock. Our experienced sales staff will help you select the products you need for the look you want and take it home today. Updating your powder room or remodeling your master bath, Studio 41 showrooms offer a great selection of vanities in a variety of styles from top brands, featuring the bold look of Kohler. To learn more, go to shopstudio41.com.
Golfers, Bolingbrook Golf Club and its award-winning driving range and golf academy are open for the season. Come be impressed with one of Chicago's premier golf facilities. From the amazing clubhouse to the rolling 18-hole course layout, you'll walk away impressed. Bolingbrook is the perfect spot for your next outing, and there's still some prime outing dates available. Make your plans to join them for their fabulous Mother's Day brunch. Hurry, space is limited. For more information or to reserve your tee time or Mother's Day brunch reservation, call 630-771-9400 or visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Impress mom this year with a gift card to beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin. She'll love the lake restaurants and Caladora Spa. Voted best resort in Walworth County. Visit lakelawnresort.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This Mother's Day, let Jared turn your feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that ever happened to you. In a way that goes beyond words. It could be a piece jewelry designers created just for Jared, or a piece we custom made just for you. Because we're more than a store that sells beautiful jewelry. We're jewelers, the one unique gift that makes her Mother's Day unforgettable. That's why he went to Jared.
CBS Monday, start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
I feel giddy.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc.
So what's the plan, Chief?
Well, first, keep calling me Chief. I like that.
Discovers it ain't easy being dad.
You remember those Taken movies? That's what happens when you give your daughter freedom. One, two, three times they get taken.
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, it's a good week to keep your health on the forefront of your mind. Scorpio, when's the last time you made an effort to get to know someone better? This is probably a good week to start. Sagittarius, a surge of energy is a good indication that you should make that daring move at work or in the love department. Capricorn, it's been a while since you've splurged on something for yourself. Give it a try. Aquarius, your creativity brings an addition to the group that helps everyone tremendously. And Pisces, you're burning hot this week. All things romance are bound to get heated up. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, it's all about the playoffs, and the Wolves have advanced to the second round. Be there as they return home next Saturday for Game 5 at Allstate Arena. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in baseball, and your Cubs are scheduled to play at Colorado tonight, but rain could be an issue. It was actually just hailing, as we saw online just now. And your lineup for tonight's game, if it happens, Schwarber leads off, Bryant in right field, Anthony Rizzo batting third, so he's in the lineup and good. Ben Zobrist batting fourth, playing second. Montero behind the plate. Tommy La Stella playing third. Javi Baez at short. Jake Arrieta pitching and batting ninth. And Albert Almora batting ninth and playing center field. The White Sox are off today. They begin a six-game homestand tomorrow with Minnesota in town. In hockey, the Penguins host the Capitals in Game 6 tonight. Pittsburgh leads that series 3-2. AHL, Game 4 at Grand Rapids. Wolves down 2-1. Puck drops just after 6. NBA, Warriors going for a sweep tonight in Utah. And Rockets center Nene, he's out for the rest of the playoffs with a groin injury. That Houston-San Antonio series is tied at 2 apiece. And the Chicago Bears have signed linebacker Dan Skuda to a 1-year deal. Skuda's an 8-year NFL veteran playing the last 2 seasons with Jacksonville. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Breaking news on the scores brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Scores. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on the score is tonight, 7:05, Cubs and Rockies, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
What time is it?
It's 5:00.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Ground ball to short, runner coming home, throw is wide, and the Yankees have the lead.
Now Jason Shreve ready for the 1-2. Here it comes. Swing and a miss, and the ball game is over. The Yankees beat the Cubs in 18 innings, 5-4 the final.
That's what's taking so long to come in. We're trying to discuss and figure out what we need to do tomorrow. I think first priority is get some sleep, and second priority would get a rain man, and the third priority is actually try to play the game.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1-6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here in the Power Hour, the 5:00 hour where everyone in the world gets in their cars at the same time and says, what's happening in Chicago sports?
Talk sports, make me feel good about my team.
Power up.
Oh, yeah. All right, so.
Which video game is that?
Is it Altered Beast?
Altered Beast.
Sega Genesis Finest. I believe that was the debut of Sega Genesis. That was the
That's kind of a lame video game. I would think you'd have a little Thunderballs voice. So a bit,
that guy's like, power up.
No.
Power up.
No, man. No. Altered Beast was a real-ass game.
Some sales guy.
Yeah, exactly right. It's Phil from accounting.
Power up.
Phil.
Go. I want it to be like David Lee from Westwood One.
Power up.
Yeah. But you have no choice but to power up because he told you to power
or
up.
Or cringe. And
power up.
So what have we been talking about since about 115, 120 or so?
The length of games, whether or not some of these marathon games should be done away with because they're stupid.
Yes, and how I feel about most overtime games is you've been there for a long time, so you feel like it's been fun. But more times than not, it hasn't. No, and if a team can't decide it in regulation, more times than not, the game isn't as great as you feel like it was. You know, you got Parkins talking about his 6 overtime Eric Devendorf Syracuse experience.
Well, that shut game him down
sucked.
On that one.
That game sucked. Yep. There was nobody on that court worth watching. You had 2 bum-ass teams that couldn't figure out which one was more bummier. That's about it. All right? I'm not about to sit here and watch no 18-inning baseball game. I'm about to curse. I'm not about to watch an 18-inning baseball game with you just because. And even so, shout out to Xfinity, by the way, and the X1 box, because the auto extend feature did not just get the 9 innings.
Oh, it
got
knew.
5 hours and 42 minutes of baseball action on my damn
DVR.
So it
knew when it didn't ask you, well, this conflicts with this, another rerun of Modern Family, and another episode of Chopped. Do you want to watch the game or another bizarre foods?
Paw Patrol will be on in 30 minutes. Jason, are you going to make your child cry by not watching it with him in the morning? So, yeah, I don't have to watch an 18-inning game.
He's got television preferences already?
My man, I am telling you now, this kid.
He knows what he's watching already?
Put some NBA basketball on and see if it's not my kid.
Is it the squeaking sneakers or the flashing?
Nicole even, she mentioned, she's like.
That's weird.
She's like, yeah. She was like, why is he so into this? I'm like, I have no idea. He will holler his ass off for a good 10 minutes, throw the NBA playoffs on and tell me my man isn't engaged.
You're going to need
and
some
watching
summer league.
It back and forth, too.
You better tape it.
Yeah.
You better have some, you know.
Listen,
tape
I want
it,
him to be better
it.
Than me in every way, yep. Except this one. Like, go ahead and be like daddy in this one. But yeah, man, I don't have to watch 18 innings. The badge of courage or honor that fans feel that goes along with staying up with a very, very long game. Enjoy yourself. We just don't all have to be in that realm. What else did we get into besides what the hell's going on?
I talked to Lenny
Caster.
We tried to fix Kyle Schwarber, talking about some of that.
Did we end up fixing him? Neil wrote a nice piece.
Yeah, I don't know if he's
Nick. I'm sorry, Nick. Neil.
Yeah, Nick, Neil. Nick's deleting. Splices that one in.
But we didn't end up fixing him. And Len is very tired in Denver. In Denver right now, he's
and it's hailing. Apparently, there's been a massive hailstorm that has covered the field with a thick pile of hail.
You know why? Not enough wasps.
Do wasps prevent hail?
Not enough wasps. Not enough hornets. And also, put a hat on if you don't want to get sick.
Now, these were sent to me by Bovada.lv. These are their current 2017 over-under win totals for NFL teams. Your top teams max out at 10.5.
Ooh!
Carolina, Green Bay, New England, Pittsburgh, and Seattle.
They got Carolina up there. Okay.
Carolina, Green Bay, New England, Pittsburgh, and Seattle all at 10.5.
Okay. And these are for right now, if you want to bet right now.
And actually, I misspoke, because that was for 2016, where they were showing the highest preseason win totals.
Okay,
the numbers of note,
the
Falcons are at 9.5, okay. The Cowboys are at 9.5, Packers at 10,
okay.
Colts at 9, Chiefs at 9,
ooh.
The Patriots at 12.5.
Yeah, that's a hard number to
ooh,
bet.
Ooh, that's a tough bet.
That's a, yeah.
And
I don't give a damn how good you are.
The Raiders, with their quarterback returning, are at 10.
I'll take the over on that.
The Seahawks are at 10.5.
I don't know about the Seahawks this year.
Steelers, 10.5. So the highest is the Patriots at 12.5.
Okay.
And now, because I've got the list here, highest to lowest. And they're saying, where are the Bears? I will tell you that the lowest is the 49ers.
All right. Where are the Cleveland Browns?
That tied with them. But I mean, there's some other numbers in here that I don't really understand.
Where are the Jets? Above.
Well, what happened to the Bears? What do you think?
Just wait. Hold on. The Browns and the Niners are both at 4.5. Then the Jets at 5. Then the Rams and the Bears at 5.5.
The Rams?
The Rams and the Bears. Think about what that says. These are the people in charge of the money.
Well, I think the Rams are better than the Bears, okay.
So this is, they're telling you
Word. They
think the Bears suck.
What are we doing with 3 quarterbacks now?
Apparently being bad is what the expectation is. You look at the schedule, and yeah, that's your projection there.
Well, do you think they're off?
No, I don't.
I'll go around the room. Give me a thumbs up, thumbs down. Nick, do you think the Bears will win more than 5.5? Was it 5.5?
5.5.
5.5? 5.5 games? Do you think the Bears will win more than that?
No.
I don't either. Chris?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. And Chris is Mr. Bears.
That's what they call me.
Mr. Bears Tannehill.
But not because I like Bears football.
Oh, Jesus. So, no, they have one of the worst rosters in the NFL.
They're bad. Yeah, the 217 says that's bad company.
Yes.
And yes, and members of bad company.
Yes.
Indeed.
I would not be surprised if the Bears are either the worst or the second worst team in the NFL.
What about Mike Glennon?
Exactly. Dude, every piece, by the way, this year that you've read in this offseason that makes fun of the bad starting quarterbacks in the NFL, the Bears have one of them. The Bears have the first name where guys are like, can you believe this is a league where such and such and such and such and Mike Glennon are starting? In every Colin Kaepernick think piece, Mike Glennon's name is one of the first names in there. So you're damn right.
In a league that employs guys as bad as Mike Glennon, Colin Kaepernick still can't find
it. Right.
How much are you going to pay Sanchez?
Hey, who do you think gets? Well, let me stop. Who do you think shouldn't see time this year? I believe I heard
Trubisky.
Somebody, Sanchez or Trubisky.
Trubisky,
at all?
I don't. Based on what they're saying,
if you were coach,
why do
Dan
you believe
Brinston,
a word they exactly. say about?
Well,
anything?
I'm just saying. If we see in preseason, if we see all of a sudden, wait a second, this Trubisky looks terrific, and why are they starting?
I mean, right,
look,
right.
I'm open to anything. I'm telling you what appears to be what they want to
so
do.
So, who do you think will see snaps first? Then, Sanchez or Trubisky?
Is it a long-term proposition or a short-term proposition?
I don't know.
It might be a different calculus there. If you lose Glennon for the season,
Well, a couple of weeks.
Maybe you got a different choice if you lose him for, yeah, if you for
lose
a game.
Him, well,
right?
If you lose him for the season,
is it a stop
would you
camp?
Rather throw Trubisky in there as opposed to if you lose him for a couple of weeks saying, hey, here you go, Mark Sanchez, go get your head kicked in behind this offensive line?
I think probably some of the early outcomes will tell us whether or not this becomes a developmental season or they think they're competing for something.
Right.
And if they think it's developmental, then fine. You know, then maybe the only problem is he gets his brains beaten in for no reason. 847's mad at you.
If you only care about a team winning in regulation, then you're an idiot.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with extra innings or overtime.
Oh, that's not what he said.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's anything
just
said wrong with
just
it.
Because a game goes to extra innings or overtime doesn't mean it's good.
Right,
sometimes bad games just continue because nobody won yet.
Yes.
And all they do is drain your time.
That's it.
My point is, it's sometimes rough on the teams in baseball. I know Len Casper, I thought, had some lucid thoughts as to why maybe baseball would consider in the regular season, not in the playoffs, in the regular season saying, all right, we don't need, nobody needs this. Nobody wants it and nobody needs it.
I stayed up all night. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I don't
really
care what you did.
It doesn't matter. And we all have a choice.
Yep.
My choice was to go Betty Bye. And then I woke up. The DVR was still going on. I'm like, wait a minute. This is still happening? This game is still going on?
Yep, it was. Tom in Willowbrook is on the score.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Tom.
Listen, in all my years, I've never seen a more undisciplined, out-of-focus group of millionaires playing baseball on the
South. You haven't been watching White Sox baseball for a while.
You're not really paying attention.
You see those Alexi Ramirez teams?
How do you determine focus?
Well, you look at how they're hitting. Why do they get up there and lollygag up to the plate, spin their bat, take strike one, strike two, and then think about what they're doing?
Wait, first of all, Tom, hold on a second.
This is real?
Now, you know that this is a rebuilding year for the White Sox. And they're expecting to be bad because they're going to try to get a high draft pick and around the deadline start selling off a bunch of assets and then trying to improve incrementally, right?
Yeah, I don't expect bad. I don't accept the theory that says...
No, he's not going to answer your question.
Tom, I didn't ask about accepting. I mean, if you understand a plan that has been clearly articulated as to what the White Sox are trying to do and how this season fits in.
There's nothing that clearly articulated with this organization.
Yeah, Rick Hahn has been on this show, on others, and others, and he has done everything he can do to explain. If you refused to listen...
They traded an ace. They traded a guy who was a high war player in the time that they had him and got some prospects back for him. They've pretty much told you to look to the minor leagues because they're trying to stockpile it with as much talent as possible.
They're not trying to win the World Series this year.
Right.
Now, why would they keep that hitting coach then if they've got a growth? Look at his statistics.
Which statistics do you look at?
Let's look at all of them.
Which in particular do you find to be most informative?
I don't have time for that. I've been home for half an hour.
No, you haven't.
If you had time to be on, why can't you look up statistics while on hold?
Let me make my point.
Wait, Tom, I'm trying. The thing is, your point doesn't really make sense.
Then it's a flat point. Then I gotta make a different point.
All right.
Well, okay, make a different point,
brother.
Yeah. Be good, brother. Talk to you later.
I guess we're just going to bail on the different point.
You took it personal. I was calling him brother. My bad. I'm sorry, Tom.
And while on hold, you could still look up these important statistics.
He's got a brick phone.
What was the spinning the bat thing?
Well, you know.
I don't.
He's looking for a reason to be, you know, that old dude, that get off my lawn. I want everyone in baseball to be the same robotic uniform goof.
Lollygagging?
Yeah. Yeah, lollygagging. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's the kind of guy that uses chump and nincompoop.
How are they lollygagging?
Come on, man.
See, Tom, I think they've really outperformed themselves in these first 30 games.
This from the 773. Tom doesn't accept global warming either.
Well,
climate change. You mess around, call it global warming, and then you get the "it's not warm" jokes. It's pretty cold out for me, Goff. I brought a snowball in here.
Screw you and your bees. This segment has been brought to you by Indeed.com. Oh, are you hiring?
God.
Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
I got a thunderstorm. Before we talk about the giveaways, I got a thunderstorm of audio coming your way here in a few
minutes. Thunderstorm? Is that a good thing?
Just a tornado. It's a Audio NATO.
The Human Tornado?
Oh, no.
Starring Rudy Ray Moore.
It's not the Human Tornado.
Hey, if you want to...
Don't do this.
Yes.
Don't.
Do it. If you're not at work...
I was about to say, please don't do this.
If you're not at work, just Google the official trailer for the movie The Human
Put
Tornado.
Put it in your YouTube and on your phone. This way you can turn off your phone immediately when it's too loud.
It's the best thing ever.
It may not be the best thing ever.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool, though.
It's the best thing.
Stop telling people to look at this during work, though.
But there's so much of it that's so good on so many levels.
I don't have the Human Tornado. I have the Audio Nada.
Is Rudy Ray Moore alive?
Yes.
Oh, then I can't.
I believe so.
I can't sky point.
Yeah, you can look it up. Why don't you do what you told Tom to do while
I usually do.
Mealy-mouthing it through your damn segment and your tease.
I'm lollygagging.
Yeah, you are lollygagging.
I should look it up on the
computer to see if Rudy Ray Moore, if Dolomite himself is still alive.
I'm going to find. I was looking up Altered Beast to see if I could find the name of the guy who says,
I feel like it's every middle-aged Jewish man's duty to know blaxploitation stars and if they are deceased or not. All right, so get to work.
Rudy Ray Moore died October 19th of 2008.
Damn!
So now, officially, I can sky point. Well, maybe not for him. Maybe down there.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, Rudy. Be careful. Rudy probably not there. Pointing somewhere else, but he was cool.
All right.
Audio tornado.
A historic fight.
Yes.
Practice and one of the most awkward interviews of all time coming your way next on the Bernstein and Goff Show. 670 The Score.
Power up.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. The Cleveland Cavaliers predictably finished their sweep of the Toronto Raptors over the weekend, and while the Cavs' offensive prowess was impressive, I don't necessarily see it as a good thing for the NBA. The Raptors really never had a chance, obviously because they don't have LeBron James, but also because their roster construction can't nearly compare to their opponent, who have spacing all over their lineup, a ridiculously clutch point guard in Kyrie Irving, and an off-the-trash-heap sharpshooter in Kyle Korver. I'm not saying that there weren't a couple of good games in this series, but with an inconsistent or hurt star backcourt and trade deadline band-aids, this was a sport without drama. This is the Cavaliers' second sweep of these playoffs. Couple that with the Western Conference favorite Golden State Warriors on the verge of also completing their second sweep. It's almost like watching the movie Titanic. You already know the ending. It can be entertaining, but it's never really in doubt. I'm Tiki Barber.
This Mother's Day, let Jared turn your feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that ever happened to you. In a way that goes beyond words. It could be a piece jewelry designers created just for Jared. Or a piece we custom made just for you. Because we're more than a store that sells beautiful jewelry. We're jewelers. The one unique gift that makes her Mother's Day unforgettable. That's why he went to Jared.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Call it Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
You know, right now is a great time for some spring cleaning. And even our friends at Mattress Firm, they did some spring cleaning as they prepare for their big Memorial Day sale.
Yeah, we said that they had to get the old stuff out to get the new stuff in. And man, there are some tech reveals coming your way for 2017. Presenting Beautyrest Black Hybrid Multi-Touch Memory Foam Mattress with individually pocketed coils. The Serta iComfort Temp Touch, a memory foam mattress with revolutionary cooling technology. And right now, you can complete your sleep with up to $300 good toward a pillow, mattress frame, or mattress protector when you buy select Beautyrest mattress sets.
Yeah, they even have savings of up to $1,000 store-wide on some of their best brands, including queen sets starting for as low as $179.99.
Right now, you can sleep interest-free for 5 years, and that should be all the motivation you need to check out the adjustable base.
I have it. I can vouch for it. It can be life-changing. Just little things that you might say, oh, you know, somebody's snoring, and maybe you pull the head up a little bit, or perhaps you're doing some work in there. You want to be on your laptop. You can bring the back up even more. You can raise your legs. It's fabulous.
Listen, we both love our mattresses from Mattress Firm, and because the people there are so great, we're encouraging you to get in there and check out this Memorial Day sale. They truly are the sleep experts, and they will walk you through their process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. And if you don't love your new mattress, and I think you're crazy if you don't, because you will, you can exchange or return it for your money back within 120 days. That's how confident they are you will love the mattress you find. So take advantage of the Memorial Day sale. Go to mattressfirm.com, find the location nearest you, and get in there and get yourself a brand new mattress. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer,
we're no longer looking for a terrorist, we're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii 5-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy work for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
5-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry. Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? It is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today. Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
From a reputable attorney, send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Wednesday night from 6 to 10, join the Scores Lawrence Holmes at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village for a special live broadcast. Hang out with Lawrence and win great score prizes. Brought to you by Sam Adams.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. We hope you have enjoyed your day, and thank you for listening to us, hanging out with us for a little bit. All right, Dan, 15 years ago yesterday, something monumental happened. One of the greatest sound bites in sports history.
Ah, I think you sort of gave it up with the tease.
Mm-hmm. This happened 15 years ago yesterday.
We talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice, man. When you come in the arena and you see me play, don't you?
Absolutely.
You see me give everything I got, right?
Absolutely.
But we talking about practice right now.
But it's an issue that you're
coming. We're talking about
practice.
Man, I hear you. It's funny to me, too. I mean, it's strange to me, too. But we talking about practice, man. We're not even talking about the game, the actual game, when it matters. We're talking about practice.
15 years ago yesterday.
Allen Iverson.
One of the greatest little men to ever play the game. And a guy who analytics has not been kind to. If you look at all the efficiency stuff, effective field goals rating, field goal percentage,
PER,
usage rate off the charts. But he's a guy that those numbers has not been kind to, and I don't give a damn
because I
enjoyed every moment of his career.
So he's Lou Brock.
No, he's better than Lou Brock. Kidding me? He's the greatest little man to ever play the game, right there.
Okay,
6 feet and under. Who you think's the best player you ever seen?
That I ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
did you watch Tiny Archibald? Are you old enough to have?
Yeah, was Tiny actually little... under 6 feet?
Yeah, Tiny was. I thought Tiny was like 5'10".
Calvin Murphy was really good,
but he wasn't that score.
He wasn't that kind of player.
Yeah. Terrific free throw shooter, right? Tiny was 6'1".
That's what I thought.
So he doesn't. Yeah, was the last man to lead the league in assists and
Michael
scoring.
Adams, Charlie Chris, it'd have to Isaiah be Allen, right? Thomas.
It'd have to be Allen. Isaiah was 6, right?
No, I'm saying this Isaiah Thomas.
Okay. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Don't give me Aaron Brooks. Knock that off. Why did you even type that in?
Because he's a bad guy. All right, we'll get to our update. We'll get to It's On and some other things I got for you.
You have
as well.
More audio, you
I
said.
Do have more audio, but right now before
that wasn't
we get
a tornado?
But I got the tornado for you. Before we get to the update, be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line at 312-591-6700, and you'll win a $50 gift certificate for Pro Flowers. Oh, wow. Am I doing the Pro Flowers? I'm doing the Pro Flowers and the Sherry's Berries?
No, you're doing...
I'm doing the Sherry's
Berries. You're doing the Sherry's Berries.
Which one am I doing?
Which the one that you endorse?
They gave me an endorsement on Friday for Pro Flowers as well, you jerk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, do whichever one you want.
Kiss that. Get some flowers and some berries
whatever
for your
name
mom.
Is on.
All right, this is what I'll do. Be the sixth caller to the contest line at 312-591-6700, and you'll win a $50 Sherry's Berries gift certificate. Mother's Day is right around the corner. Time to spoil mom with the decadent gourmet dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Don't wait. Go to berries.com. Order now.
Scoreboard update.
Like right now.
How tall is Nate Robinson?
5'9".
Is that the greatest little man you've ever
seen?
It's
not better than Allen Iverson.
Oh, my God, yeah, he is. That series against the Brooklyn Nets were my favorites of all time.
You're right.
The guys are throwing up in the garbage cans, like in a Luol Deng's in a body cast.
And Marco Bellinelli was doing the My Balls Are Too Big dance.
Yes. One of the best series ever.
Just cut it out.
Ever one of my favorites. Stop That's it. The man right there, Nate Robinson. That's what they needed this year was Nate Robinson.
You might be right, actually.
Probably.
Point guard. He'd have been the seventh one on the roster.
Jason, I am all things NBA.
You are, brother. Yeah, you joke about it, but you watch a lot more hoops than you lead on.
I lie about what I watch. That's what it is.
No, you don't.
Sports is life.
Always.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, it's all about the playoffs and the base. The Chicago Wolves have advanced to the second round. Be there as they return home next Saturday for Game 5 at Allstate Arena. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs scheduled to play in Colorado tonight. Rain and weather could be an issue. Here's your lineup. Schwarber, Bryant second, playing right field. Rizzo, he's back in the lineup and all good to go. Zobrist batting fourth, playing second. Montero behind the plate. Tommy La Stella is playing third base. Javi Baez at short. Jake Arrieta batting eighth. And Albert Almora Jr. playing center field and batting ninth. First pitch at 7. Oh, I'm sorry. First pitch at 7:40. Mark Grody gets you started at 7:05. The White Sox are off today. They begin a 7-game homestand. tomorrow with Minnesota in town. In hockey, the Penguins host the Capitals in Game 6 tonight. Pittsburgh leads 3-2. AHL Game 4 at Grand Rapids. Wolves down 2-1. Puck drops just after 6. NBA tonight, Warriors going for a sweep in Utah. And one NFL note, the Bears have signed linebacker Dan Scuda to a one-year deal. This scoreboard update brought to you by Sierra Trading Post. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight, 7:05. Cubs take on the Rockies right here on Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
Oh, no, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Why, you start because I'm dealing with some of the dumbest basketball fans I think I've ever seen in my life.
Why?
Oh, on the text line? Weighing in with their thoughts for the
Little
best
man.
Player.
1-2, 1-2.
Mm. Whoa, hey. The best guy under 6 feet. And this guy's like, Hersey Hawkins.
Hersey Hawkins? No. Hersey's 6'2", 6'3", basketball player.
6'3".
Yeah.
And the guy texts me back, in heels? No, I've stood next to him. Yeah. He's 6'3".
Bradley's finest, right?
Yeah, another guy said, best little man, Randy Brown, also 6'3". And yeah. Bad. So not little, not good. Seriously, these
Muggsy
are bulls.
Bugs, no.
These are bulls. And
Spud
you don't know
Web,
that both of those guys are 6'3".
Yeah.
Not even like 6'1".
6'3".
Yeah. They're both 6'3".
Yeah. Allen wasn't even 6 feet, but they listed him at 6 feet. It's kind of like the 7-footer thing where it's like a 7-footer don't want to be a 7-footer.
Yeah.
So list him at 6'10", 6'11".
Garnett, yeah. Durant.
Durant, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Allen was like, I'm 5'10", but put me up at 6 feet. Yeah, there might not be a better 6-foot-under player than Allen Iverson. All right, tonight we have the Warriors versus the Utah Jazz. And Dan, something has happened that I didn't think was possible.
Is it Rudy Gobert dancing?
No.
Oh, it's not.
That's possible. That's possible. You know, I don't hate players. I don't go out of my way like, oh my God, I just hate this guy. I hate watching him play. I don't
find
that in my heart very often.
My Ersan Ilyasova issue.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Right. And it's absolutely irrational, by the way. We talk about it every time.
I just can't.
You say you've never seen him hit a shot, which is ridiculous. You're an idiot.
Nope.
He's hit plenty of shots. He had best season this year.
No,
goofball.
It's a vast left-wing conspiracy. There's making
is that
you,
what it is?
It's making you think.
This is fake Ilyasova news?
Yes, fake
right.
News.
Right.
He's never made a shot.
I got you. Draymond Green getting very close
wearing
to
the black hat.
A play, but it's more than that. It's a vibe that I just don't find appealing. And I'm not some old basketball head where it's like, in my day, they used to play ball. I've liked Bad Boys my entire life. I've liked the Rasheed Wallaces of the world, the Isaiah Riders of the world, the Bonzi Wellses of the world.
Isaiah Rider?
Yeah, Isaiah was the dude. The East Bay Funk dunk? Come on, man. Cut it out.
Yeah, but that's a bad guy.
Yes.
I mean,
and a terrific
really
basketball player.
Awful guy.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Awful.
Okay.
A horrible person. Draymond Green is not a horrible person. Actually, from all accounts, he's a really decent dude. But what he's done this series and what he cost his team last year, he's got to the point where he's really good. But even with that, he plays and acts like he's better than he is. And I'm not a guy to put a guy in his place like, oh, know your role. But he has to understand.
Unless it's Jimmy.
right. But he has to understand. Well, the difference is Draymond isn't a phony. But what the problem Draymond isn't getting, the thought process that he is not grasping is he's going to cost his team again. What he's doing against the Jazz, you can get away with.
He's somebody like he wrapped an arm and pulled the guy down on
mm-hmm,
top of him
mm-hmm.
when he fell down.
It was
down.
Gobert. It was Gobert that he pulled down.
Yeah, Rudy's got his own issues.
Yeah, he does. Steph. And the problem, things are brewing because Steph had to go over because once he got subbed out of the game, he held up a sign saying 2-0 to the Utah fans as they were booing him. He was bringing on the boos. Steve Kerr has talked about it for a couple of years now where they don't have an answer for Draymond being Draymond. And now you've got Steph Curry yelling at him on the sidelines like, yo, calm down. You're not even in the game. He's getting technicals from the bench. And if you know any NBA coach.
Or know any ref.
Any NBA coach, I'll take a technical while you're in the heat of the moment, while you're going at it. But don't cost the five that are out there when you're sitting your ass on the bench. I don't, and he never closes his mouth, which I have a problem with. People out there, if you have kids, you know, make sure that your kids aren't walking around with their mouths open all the time. They look ridiculous.
Oh, the Bruce Weber?
Just walking around. Yeah, close your mouth.
Yeah, mouth breather kid.
Close your mouth. I'll put my finger under your chin and lift it up for you. Draymond Green, man, he's a terrific player, but he's getting very close to... To me, just putting him on that list.
All right, so he's on the watch list.
I might be donezo with Draymond.
Double secret probation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will be watching that also, and then trying to keep an eye on whatever is going on with the Cubs and the Rockies. But if they start delaying that thing and pushing it, it'll be on my pay no mind list until Twitter tells me it's back on, and then I might go check it out, and then I'll probably be too tired, and I eat a bunch of chicken Vesuvio and fall asleep.
All right. So sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like an evening for you. But yeah, that's those are going to be what on my my flippy thing would be those two games.
And I may get some pucks in me because there's only
really?
One. Yeah, I may get some pucks in me.
Speaking of, you see Nick Schmaltz got knocked out of the Worlds and now he's probably concussed.
There's no reason for me to see that.
They're playing in these games that don't matter and they're getting concussions.
Yeah, there's no reason for me to see anything that has to do with the Blackhawk right now if they're not actually in Blackhawk sweaters. Nick, what do you got tonight?
Pucks it is. Game 6 this evening.
Caps?
Caps and Pens.
You know what the Caps are going to do.
Yeah, Caps are going to be eliminated by like 8:30, 9 o'clock
tonight. Last time you did this, though.
Yeah, I know.
Last time Sergio went home with that green jacket. Last
You're
time
very
you did
correct
this.
About that.
Yeah,
but
and you also didn't you give Puerto Rico the kiss of death too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been the kiss of death of everything All so right. far this year. Also, two in first place battle in baseball tonight. The Yankees that just left town are in Cincinnati.
Oh,
start Reds. So
the Yankees and the Reds.
First place. I don't know. Teams that aren't going to be in first place by the end of the
year. Sell it, Shep.
Shep's looking at the paper like, all right.
I'm like, this Red thing, yeah.
Battle of a thing.
Right. By the way, Shep, we do this segment every day around this time. So if you want to get some stuff together.
Ouch.
Wow. It's from the guy who didn't turn off Maddie's mic just now.
I don't know what that was. Crazy voices.
A lot of fingers on this side of the glass with this guy.
Well, can you blame me? Look at the time slot I've been in the past 5 years.
This is true. Wow. This is true. No.
Bus toss Monday.
We're just throwing the ball around the horn here.
No back is safe on this show. All right, Danny, what do you got?
I think I'm going to dial up the MILB minor league app tonight.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Stop lying.
What? The Sox are off, and the Cubs are probably not going to play.
You're a damn liar.
I don't care about the hockey playoffs. What?
You never did, by the way.
You got Reimer Liriano and the boys are taking on the Indianapolis Indians.
He's going to do this
every... Lucas Giolito on the bump.
We're going to do this every segment. We are now assigning you more children.
He's going to do this every segment.
This is what's going to happen.
Every segment's going to be Leury Garcia.
Wait a minute.
320 average into this tilt against the Twins or something like that.
So all the fine places that report on baseball are sending people to watch the Charlotte Knights, but I can't watch them on the app tonight and see what Moncada's up to.
You're not going to do that.
Why am I not going to do that?
Are you going to do it for real?
Yeah.
How long are you going to stay?
Well, it's a 6:50 game, so it'll be in the second or third inning by the time I get home.
And you're going to watch it as soon as you get home?
Yeah,
quiet,
I'll have
honey,
to.
I'm watching the Charlotte.
Daddy, I miss you. Quiet.
Right, shut up, kid.
Reimer Liriano's hitting.
Daddy, you want to see my school project?
No, Jacob May's at the dish right now.
He's trying to get his swing back together. How will I know Jacob May's confidence level if I'm looking at your stupid school project?
All right.
Hey, by the way, this audio tornado. It's not going to happen here.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, you got to.
There was a CNBC interview.
Yes.
Where
don't do this, Jason. Don't try to sell it. If we're not going to play it, try to sell
some
it.
Some guy got A-Rod and Jeter next to each other, and they were there to talk about a charity, and this dude wanted the dirt. Like, he was digging for stories like 15, 20 years ago, and he got the Heisman. Like, Jeter was like, we're really not here to talk about that. And at one point, it was as if he was looking down at the logo on the screen and goes, what network is this again? Like, yeah, he wanted to TMZ it up.
Who is the interviewer?
I don't know who the
interviewer. Bob Pisani on CNN?
Oh, CNBC.
CNBC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was CNBC. Oh, right. Yeah. Bob Pisani and A-Rod. You know, A-Rod was nice and glossy about it. Jeter was like, hey, bro, this ain't why we here. Because This guy wanted to know about J-Lo and A-Rod's dating, and if A-Rod still hated Jeter. Like, he was going there.
Jeter, hey, we're going to ask him questions from 20 years ago here. What are you doing?
Yeah, it got really awkward.
Sonny, wow.
Yeah, like, he was very comfortable, too. Had his legs crossed, like, I've been waiting on this. I hear ESPN's laying people off. And I can get in now.
And Art Cashin came in to talk about support and resistance levels and the head and shoulders pattern and was wrong.
And Art Norman also
came in. No, Art Cashin comes out every once in a while. to do technical and market analysis and be wrong about everything, and it's apparently a good job. That segment was brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. We will say Terry Borz's favorite words in show business next on The Score.
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hey! It's Jason Goff here.
What?
Hey, it's me. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call the realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. It's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Supply and demand also works in real estate, even in situations where homes can be harder to sell. Tony was done being a landlord and decided to sell his rental property. I'm done with this. He called Amy Kite. Amy engaged her huge list of buyers and get this sold Tony's property in 12 days for $8,000 over the asking price. No gimmicks. That's the real deal. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. It doesn't happen because they always get the job done, like Kumo D. I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881.
That Big Daddy Kane?
I get the job done. I work. It's Big Daddy Kane. You're right.
Come on.
I was thinking Wild Wild West. I apologize. Yeah. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881. Maybe you'll get some Kumo D glasses at amywillsellyourhome.com.
And all realtors, if you're interested in learning how to sell homes faster while providing extremely valuable information to your new and existing clients, I have some outstanding news. David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage, has teamed up with his good friends, Roy Spencer of PermaSeal, Tom Janke of Builder Supply Outlet, Joe Hogel of MegaPros, and Warner Cruz of JC Restoration, to host an event exclusively for realtors at JC Restoration in Rolling Meadows, Tuesday, May 9th, from 11:30 until 1:30. David, Roy, Tom, Joe, and Warner will be providing invaluable information about their services, which will help you, the realtor, sell homes faster while maximizing the sales price on your current and future listings. This complimentary informational Realtor Day program is only open to realtors. Lunch, beverages, and Fasano pies will be provided. To register for this exclusive realtor event, go to pearldavid.com or call 312-751-1333. Seating is limited. Register now. David, Roy, Tom, Joe, Warner, Robert Chief, Luke, Ron Harper, looking forward to meeting you. Realtor Day, Tuesday, May 9th. Lunch begins at 11:30. To register, go to perldavid.com or call 312-751-1333.
It's time.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Exclusive ticket pricing and premier seating is now available for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms this September. For a limited time, get closer to the action with your daily or weekly packages. From general admission to premier seats on the 18th green, you can get close to all the action as the top 70 players in the world compete in the final leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup Playoffs. Visit BMWChampionship.com today for ticket and tournament information.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider is proud to announce a new line haul rate pay increase for many drivers in our tanker division. Now earn up to 56 cents per mile with the potential to approach $80,000 per year. Don't pass on one of Schneider's highest earning opportunities. Schneider is hiring tanker drivers now in Houston, Texas, Gary, Indiana, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and throughout the country with unique configurations. Learn about Schneider's tanker driver pay increase and limited time sign-on bonuses and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the Emmy-winning Amazing Race with the biggest twist ever.
Go! 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 Go!
These contestants are racing around the world.
This is going to be awesome.
With a total stranger they just met.
Are you kidding me with this?
We are the most oddballer combination here.
Now they're on the adventure of a lifetime.
I'm trying to meet you halfway.
Please.
I'm calm. Down. You should know. Telling me to calm down makes me worse.
I can tell.
The Amazing Race, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What a home!
This segment is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. And right now, caller 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700. You win a $50 gift certificate for Pro Flowers to get amazing deals, beautiful flowers, and the perfect bouquet for Mother's Day starting at only $19.99. Visit proflowers.com. And for the best deal, make sure you use my code Bernstein when you go there. Big night for Lawrence Holmes. Yeah. He is hosting For the Vets tonight across the hall in the Scores Performance Studio. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, man. How are you?
Good, awesome. Man. I saw the fam just now. That yeah. was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were coming down.
Mama and Papa Holmes came through. Mm-hmm. Papa Holmes, a vet, so
nice.
He wanted to be a part of this, and Mel was here. And you know my mother, like she was like, the first thing she said when she saw you was like, I want to see that baby.
Yeah, right? I wish I had known she would be here. I would have sent somebody early to go get him from daycare so she could go see him.
Jay, don't do that, because she will steal your baby.
Take him. Yeah. She can take him as long as she wants. Don't worry. I know he'll be in good hands.
Another baby stolen in Chicago.
Right. The serial baby stealer, Mama Holmes,
has done it again. Stealing so, folks' babies.
You got a really special event with a special group of people over there at the performance studio, man. I'm glad that it's come together in the way that you intended on it. And it feels like it's going to be a really, really awesome thing tonight.
I am surrounded by a room full of heroes, and it's very cool to have them here. And a big thanks to UV Vodka, who helped us with this, Giordano's as well. The White Sox and the Cubs kind of came together to help make
wow,
this kind
look
of a
at
thing.
You getting them to break bread. They won't make a trade with each other, but you can get them to to do nice things for good mm-hmm. people.
Well, we'll see about that, considering the state of the Cubs pitching staff right now.
True.
Might be forced into doing something like that, but everyone kind of got together, and I got a room full of vets in here, and I was sitting on the plane yesterday thinking, do they want to see me perform? Like, is this going to be a thing where I'm doing stand-up right. like Chris Rock?
Like 7 minutes in, they're like, all
they're
right.
like, that's enough. I've seen enough of that.
I can talk sports with anyone. When right. is the juggling act start?
Right, right. Right.
White people go like this. Black people do it like this.
And I decided that was probably not the route that I was going to take. And the White Sox were nice enough to bring Carlos May, who's a veteran. So he's going to be here, and we're going to talk with him a little bit. Nice. I beg the folks here to come up and tell some of their stories. So hopefully they're going to do that. I also built in some friends who are vets, and I'm forcing them to come up and talk to me for a little bit. So this is going to be fun. And all the things that we have, the White Sox gave us their challenge coins, which are the coins that they give out to their veterans. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they brought a bunch of those here, and the people in the room got a whole bunch of tickets, and they might get some more stuff.
You know what I think would be cool?
Over.
What would be interesting to me as somebody who's done this and heard from vets on this show before, and active military on this show, that how what sports radio, whether it's play-by-play, their teams, or maybe the score, like we always hear the guys overseas say, hey, I just got back from a patrol and listened to a segment on a podcast. We're just wondering what that the significance has been of the connectivity between sports and radio and their tours of duty, allowing them to have a little bit of home with them when they need it.
It's funny, Dan, because I'm counting right now. I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 8 people here in paraphernalia.
Okay.
Like, oh, folks are decked out in their Cubs or White Sox or Blackhawks.
Representing.
So it's good to know that we can play some part of it, and maybe this becomes a thing. I just know that I wanted to do it, and hopefully everyone here ends up liking what the finished product. So 6 to 7, we're going to do that. I expect to do more radio tonight.
Yeah,
yeah, some hail.
Yeah, because at 7, I'm going to leave here and everyone else can party and eat pizza. And I'm going to go back. Me and Shane are going to go back into the air studio and get ready for what I think is probably going to be a full show tonight.
Great stuff you're doing, Lawrence.
Yeah.
Great Thanks, stuff, guys. Man. I appreciate it.
Congrats on bringing it together. It's very cool.
All right, we got to get up out of here so they can do their show.
Our to Len Casper, Nick Stellini, and Dan Hayes for joining us today. We also thank the director of our video stream, Brian Gertsch.
I remember when J.R. Richard came back from a stroke throwing 97 to 100 miles an hour. And I was in Instruction League that year. And that was in 1983.
83. Are you just getting tips now from people? Are people just sending you stuff on Twitter? Is that what it is?
That's how 83 Nation works, folks.
Yes, sir.
The producers, Nick Shepkowski.
Josh and Woodman. What's up, Josh?
Meet the Mets. Greet the Mets.
I mean, we don't have time for nonsense. Joe in Bayport. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Love the show.
What's up?
Yeah, I just had an idea for the Mets organization to put into consideration. What would you think? I know they won 4 of the last 6, but if they, like, over the summer had a special weekend, brought Tebow up, had a bobblehead day, that'd be quite a collectible. I think a lot of Met fans would come to this.
Ryan and Trumbull, what's up, Ryan?
They took his show from him. It's getting bad. It's getting bad.
The gorilla.
People are just lining up for this man's sports radio funeral.
Don't take calls.
Yeah.
Well, he can't. If the producers,
for like 6 hours, bro.
Yeah, but the producers don't trust calls. He can just.
One man show for 6 hours. You gotta take
if that's if that's the alternative, the audio overlord Chris Tannehill.
Ryan and Trumbull, what's up, Ryan?
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's happening?
Nothing much. We got the Kentucky Derby coming up soon. Always an exciting event. Just wondering your take. What are the odds of the man horse himself, Aaron Judge, getting the victory this time?
Ryan and Mattawan, what's up, Ryan?
Hey, Mike, real quick, I just had a quick question. I know the Mets are struggling with ticket sales. Do you think there's a chance that the Mets and Yankees could ever play in the same stadium?
At the same time, absolutely. Maybe they could. Why don't they just maybe merge and make one team?
There it is. Fight back, Francesor.
Shout out to Mattawan, my wife's hometown.
There it is. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Should be some interesting things that happen overnight. And if not, we will talk about the things we did today.
Or we'll make things up.
Or that.
Maybe another football coach will climb onto a dead shark.
I forgot about that picture. Now I'm happy again. All right, Lawrence is a very special broadcast coming up next, and maybe a longer show because of what's happening in Denver, Colorado. For Bernstein, I'm Goff. Thank you for listening. You're listening to 670 The Score.
We're done here.
Rosen. Chris Hardwick here, and today's Xfinity X1 Challenge is all about in-home Wi-Fi. So we asked real people how reliable their Wi-Fi is throughout their home.
Sometimes I have it, and sometimes I don't.
And what happens when all your devices are going at once?
We can't all use our stuff at the same time.
It drops out a lot.
So we put Xfinity Internet to the test by connecting entire families to the same network on multiple devices at once.
I'm pretty impressed that it's able to hold up like this.
I want to switch.
Xfinity delivers the fastest download speed available and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself.
Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T just doesn't compare. Learn more or get started with Performance Starter 10 megabits per second internet from Comcast for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment to equable paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on fastest available download speed and router on 5 gigahertz band.
This is Tannehill here for my friends over at Chevy. Have you ever wondered what it's like to have it all? Well, the all-new 2018 Equinox was designed with your needs and wants in mind. From style and technology to performance and safety, the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox offers the complete package. You know, this time of year, I always start to think about those upcoming baseball road trips I want to go on, and the Equinox brings the most up-to-date entertainment features to help those car trips go by with ease. The 2018 Equinox has available 4G LTE Wi-Fi and is compatible with both Apple CarPlay and Android Auto to help keep your summer soundtrack going no matter where you're going. And have you guys heard about the My Chevrolet mobile app? Well, you can use your smartphone to turn your engine on and off, lock and unlock those doors, and even use it to punch in directions. No more fumbling around with 10 different apps. The Equinox also gives you the one thing that's so hard to find, and that's peace of mind. With 10 available safety features, including automatic braking, the Equinox has the ability to keep you safe and confident every mile along the way. Now, who says you can't have it all after all? The all-new Chevy Equinox. It has everything you need to do everything you want from the most awarded car company 3 years in a row. Go check out my friends at Chevy and do it today.
Impress mom this year with a gift card to beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin. She'll love the lake restaurants and Caledora Spa. Voted best resort in Walworth County. Visit lakelawnresort.com.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 3. If your brakes are squealing, that could be a good thing.
See, manufacturers put these little wear sensors to warn you the brake pads are worn.
Hey, it's a lot cheaper to replace pads than it is calipers and rotors.
Stop by or make an appointment online.
FYI, Merlin 200,000 mile shops offer free brake inspections anytime, all the time.
And that should make your wallet squeal with delight.
At Merlin,
more life for you and your car.
Keep the lady in your life safe and cool this Mother's Day by visiting Merlin for a free brake, tire, and air conditioning inspection. Visit merlins.com/mom for your coupon. You can also save $60 on brakes and $60 on tires with a $50 rebate. Keep that special lady or yourself cool and safe this summer. Visit merlins.com/mom and stop into Merlin today. The material handling